drying of starvation, wild plants. It is hard for modern people to imagine what plant food would be found before New Mexico had engagement orchards. Before the train and trucks came along and bringing orange from California, potato from Colorado, the corn goods from all over the country. Even the Navajo today go to the trader for their canly peaches and to maintain their coffee, sugar, tobacco, and chewing gum. What they found in the old days on the empty plain and the rocky pinyon-covered hills. The fact is that they found something to take the place of most of our vegetable and fruit, even of sweet and flavoring. Old people will tell you of the plant they call wild potatoes, wild onions, or wild spinach, even of their Indian tea and chewing gum. Pueblo people often use their same plant, and we can imagine how eagerly the news of anything fit to eat was passed around among all earlier Indians. Today, many of the plants have disappeared, and some can still be found. And old people remembers the entirely ways to which they could cook and preserve. The list, we might list quite a few herbs that has been used in the past century, but they are different kinds of roots that is very hard to pronounce in Navajo, but we might have names in English, but most of our Navajo herbs of medicine are different ways of calling. As we might give them on different pages, these we know so far mostly from the works of different herbs. Young Navajo would make an entirely project out of adding to this list, also getting more description and more description about how the plants were used. Navajo food, plant roots in New Mexico is not good roots country, for root grows large in rich, moisture soil. Still, there were wet places where ill cattails would be found. And in the spring, the Navajo like to pick these and eat them raw. Other roots like wild onions or queen anne lice were thrower worth keeping for the winter. They would be baked on hot stone. They dried in the sun. Then they were to be eaten. They were cooked like a modern dry food now being sold. Then they were added to the meat stew or eaten along with a flavor of good tasting or some other herd. The most entirely roots was the wild potatoes. Much used by both Pueblos and Navajos. White travelers were extended or at seeing Indian takes a mouthful of this roots, baked it or boiled it. When the mouthful of white clay actively the cave was alarmed, Indian had found that the strong taste of the roots makes their taste like a good fat meat. Indian has found that the strong taste of the root makes them fat, and that would make them peppy. Would provide this sometime the roots cause stomach pains, and these were were hefted by the handful of other kinds of clay. This, it has been found, containing magin, which is soil in modern drugstores, as a readings of description. Our roots list even include the medlow so touch the gumming that it can hardly be chewed. This the Navajo put with numbers of other touch and tasteless plant as things you should chew when you were starving. Below there are different type of listed plant known to have been used by the Navajos. There are a lot of different kinds of poison weeds that has been known among the Navajos that are not supposed to be touched or tasted. But this has been learned among the Navajo people themselves, which kind of herbs and wheats are not supposed to be used. It has known to have been used by the Navajos. Name of each is given since that, providing the only sure means of different kinds for English-speaking readers. Next comes the Navajo name as report usefully by Gallimore. Last in the name as with written in the rising and habit used by the Indian service. There are a lot of drugs of different kinds of herbs that are not supposed to be used today. It is known by heart in the family. There are a lot of early weeds that comes in the spring are better than the one that comes late. These are the one that we use, that is used to be picked first in the spring. The bitter were rubbers in hot ashes to sing. They remove the strong taste that they would be eaten now or dried for the winter. Then dried onions were to be eaten. They were put in ashes to cook and then boil it, while onions and potatoes, so they could last. Sometimes it is boiled and then dried out day and night, be added for this flavor. However it is, this has been passed on from time to time and from generation to generation throughout the Navajo tribe. The trick roots were peeled, baked it, and then ground it into flours. Wild potatoes has been done the same way, being boiled and then dried out and be smashed in. These were eaten raw. Boil it and baked it. Cattails, root, eaten raw. There are a lot of different other plants that are being eaten raw without cooking. Because when the gum touched roots was not properly, but people choose it when they want, they are starving. Wild buckwheats are very good to eat. Early earth weeds, which we call earth or ground medicine, roots boil and eaten.